That's quite a scene out there. Do you have anything to compare it to in your coaching career?
Well, you can tell the fans are excited. I know the players really appreciate the support and how enthusiastic the fans are. But it's been a great week, great first week. Anytime you have your walkthrough sessions, basically sold out, full crowds, and you hit practice, and I think the players really enjoy it. It was nice to have them close to the field today, on both sides of the field, and something we look forward to.
Mike, you guys had that first practice with the knee pads and thigh pads today. What did you think of that?
I don't even notice it, to be honest with you. You know, players, we just want to put them in a situation before we play our first game, exactly what the rules are. And most of the guys don't feel a big difference. I think some of the veteran players who aren't used to wearing pads at all have a little adjustment to make, but they get used to it pretty quick.
We haven't seen you run a practice with thigh and knee pads, I don't think, since you've been here. When's the last time you actually had full pads in a practice?
I do it one or two times every year. I did it one time last year before our first game. I've done it every year, just like today. But since the emphasis is there, people are talking about it a little bit more. Because now, it used to be with the knee pad, they wanted knee pads in and they wanted thigh pads in, but you could put a napkin in there and they consider that a pad. Now it's a little bit more strict, a little bit more stringent, and we'll see how it's enforced this year.
A couple of the players were talking about wanting a game to just kind of break up the monotony a little bit. As coaches, are you in that mode yet, or do you still feel like you need each of these last few practices to get ready for Tennessee?
Well, we try to put the team through all situations that they'll see during a game, as you could see with our practices. You know, sometimes we'll have second and 15, then third down. And you run a normal play, it could be third and 15, second and 10. So you try to put either the offense behind the eight ball or maybe the defense behind the eight ball and see how they adjust. Same thing with the two-minute. You know, today was a midfield, 6 points behind. We had two timeouts, and it was nice to have the officials out there controlling the penalties and the atmosphere. And I think a couple days before, we had it on the 20 and the 30 and the 2 minutes. All different scenarios. Monday and Tuesday, we'll have it where, you know, we're a couple points behind, where we put the team through field goal situations and kind of a last-second field goal where people are running off the sideline. So that's what you try to do in preseason. So it becomes natural to them. They don't have to think.
Daryl Young's now sat out at least a couple of practices. Has he got something with his left leg?
Yeah, he got his leg hurt. It was a little bit sore. And, we gave him a day off. He was still hurting. I could see a little bit out there. He's so tough, he doesn't want to take any time off, but you can see him limping a little bit. I thought it was in his best interest to stay away today. He doesn't have to prove to me that he's tough and he has to play in this type of atmosphere. So we gave him 2 days rest instead of one. Probably be able to go full speed on Monday. Yeah, it's a little bruise. Nothing serious.
Hey, Mike, where do you think you are with Brandon Merriweather? He said he was hopeful of getting some work in team drills on Monday.
I really don't know. I'll evaluate him in the drill work. Every once in a while, we'll put him in a couple reps. And you take a look at the film, see how he adjusts. And if we don't think he's ready to go, then we'll keep on working him through the drill work, running after practice, running after our walkthroughs. And eventually, we'll give him more reps as we feel like he's ready. What we don't want to do is push a guy too hard and send him back. That's one of the reasons why he's not getting any reps right now. We didn't think he was ready to take any reps. Same thing with Thompson. I had a good few days, got a little sore. You know, my experience with that, if you work a guy that's been off for a while too quick, all you're going to do is send him back. So hopefully he's ready to go Monday. If not, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hey, Mike, in the front, what did you think of Roberts' week of practice?
Thought he had a good week. The best part about it, there wasn't any setback. As you have a plan going into your first week, you're hoping you can execute that game plan. We're able to do that. And, you know, next week we have another game plan for him, and we'll see if he's able to go through that.
Take to show you that he is ready, are you going to do any type of evaluation on the day off of whether you can push forward with anything on Monday, or would it be after the
No, the only reason you don't keep on going forward with the game plan that you have, because you got a game plan for the first game. If there's swelling, there's a setback, he doesn't feel comfortable, You know, the key for us is not to push him too quick. You don't know how he's going to react with different drills. But right now there has been no swelling. He feels very good. And that's one of the reasons why he hasn't had a day off.
So just to be clear then, whatever the current plan is now goes Monday, Tuesday, and then you reevaluate after the Tennessee game? Is that right?
Now, our plan goes all the way through Tennessee. Then we have another plan after the Tennessee game.
Plan after that. Thanks.
Hey, Coach.
I kind of dozed off myself. I was a little scared when you just jumped up.
I'm sorry. Mike, a lot of the veterans have been talking about these three kid DBs you have, the three rookie defensive backs you have, and the way they're looking out here, the plays that they're making, and I know it's real early. I know you're not at a point yet of, you know, getting anything lined up in terms of who's playing and that type of thing, but you got to be pretty impressed with what you're seeing in terms of the ball skills and that type of thing.
Yeah, you get a feel very quickly if guys have a chance to play. You also can figure out fairly quickly if guys that don't have a chance to play, if it's going to take them some time. All three guys, you could see, have football instincts. It'll be fun to put them in game situations. But they've been able to handle everything thus far. And it's kind of a fun process to watch you guys develop. And how do they grow? Do they keep on maturing? Do they play well in games? And so hopefully they do.
Coach, another time with Kai out there, it looked pretty impressive. I know he had the one miss, but then Potter came back, and you made him kick from a little bit further than Kai, and he nailed that. Your thoughts on, I guess, the field goal battle?
Yeah, I think they both missed one. Pretty good. Pretty good job by both kickers. We did have a little win, but I think that was a 63-yarder. He's got a strong leg. We're talking about Potter. Obviously, what Kai did last year doesn't happen with rookies. So for him to take advantage of that opportunity should give him a lot of confidence and should help him with this season, believing in himself and hopefully doing what he did last year.
Coach, can you talk about how Perry Riley's looking so far?
Yeah, Perry Riley is very impressive. I think he gets more comfortable with the defense every year. We put a lot more pressure on him. But with linebackers, you look for quickness and speed, and he has both those qualities. He's got excellent speed, extra lateral movement. He's an athlete. So hopefully he makes a big jump this year, but he's been playing well for us.
Mike, going back to Robert, you talked about him having a good week. What did you see from him just in his development, I guess, getting back to the point you wanted to be at, whether it's footwork, types of throws he was making? What is it specifically that you saw that made it a good week?
Well, first thing, you have to make sure his arm is in good shape, and his arm was in excellent shape coming in. He did a good job with his drill work, good job with his preparation leading into camp, so his arm had the strength that you were looking for. And when you take a look at somebody's knee or his ability to run, you really don't know on how that's going to work out. And so when you work with the drill work, you watch with a person going 30 minutes of individual work. He's in special teams for 20 minutes, who all different type of quarterback keeps, just different running drills that he does. And for that knee not to swell up is a big sign. For him to be able to do 7-on-7 drills is a big sign for me for the first week. So you're always hoping that there's no setback like we talked about. There's no swelling, and he keep on doing the things he's done.
Is there anything you'd like to see a little bit more of next week, or just more of the same?
Well, like I said, after the game, we got a little bit different game plan. If there's no setback, I'll share that with you next week when we implement it. The reason why I don't tell you at the beginning, if there's a setback, I'm not going to tell you anyhow. That was a joke, somewhat of a joke.
It's really not.
No, you guys know me too good.
This might be the same question, but just to clarify, if there's a plan for Robert through next week, are full team drills part of that plan right now?
You do really think you're dealing with a complete rookie, don't you? That was a good try, though. Okay, guys. Thanks.